In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. We'll share something very small together today from the gospel. Of course, the gospel is something that a lot of us love this gospel. A lot of us know this gospel very well. And really, there's not much I can share with you that you don't already know. But it's good for a reminder, for us to be reminded on the Lord's words and what he did. Just to remind you of the, just in case you didn't catch it, but I'm sure you did, you can see here the Lord is preaching the word of God to a multitude of people. The Lord is like he loves to preach to the multitude of people and a big congregation, a big amount of people. He loves to reach many people. You see him many times reaching a multitude, preaching to the multitude, helping a big group of people. But what's interesting here is, it says here in the first few verses that he's preaching and then the multitude are pressing about him to hear the word of God. And he's standing by a lake and he's doing what he's supposed to do, which is preach to many people. But it was something interesting happened here. He decided to get into a boat. And a lot of people say that the reason he got into the boat was because there's too many people surrounding him. There's too many people, so he had to get into the boat to get a little bit of space so that he can keep preaching. But if you look carefully, there's another reason why he got into that boat. It wasn't just to provide space for him to preach to the multitude, but he had another plan. He knew which boat he was entering into. Our Lord Jesus planned to get in that boat, not only to have a better way to preach to the people and have like some space so the people are not pressing on him. That's true. That's one of the reasons. But another reason is that he knew the person's boat that he was getting into. He had a plan to step in that boat. And as he was preaching, he knew that Simon Peter was there washing his nets, and he knew that he had a plan for him specifically. And that's what I love about our Lord Jesus, is that he definitely wants to reach all of us as a group. But not only all of us as a group, but each one of us individually. And that's what I feel. I feel like God is making, like the gospel today is a very personal gospel, is that he's preaching to the multitudes, but he wants every one of us. He's looking individually at each one of us. He has a plan for each one of us individually. So he wants to save all, and he wants to preach to all, but he wants to do it even one by one individually. So if God is so personal, what's his mission for each one of us? What is he trying to do with each one of us? What's his plan for Simon Peter? And what's his plan for us? You can see here that as the boat is near the shore, we can look at the gospel from Luke chapter 5 today. He says he got into the boat, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. So he asked Simon Peter to move a little bit away from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. Now when he had stopped speaking, he turned to Simon. He says, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. What's our Lord's goal here is to take Simon Peter from a shallow life with him to a deeper life with him. What's our Lord's goal here? Was for Simon Peter. Why did he get into the boat? Was for Simon Peter. Of course he was helping the multitudes, but he was there to do something special with Peter. And not just get in St. Peter's boat, but to take Peter from the shallow life with him to a deeper life with him. And that's why he wanted Simon Peter to go into the deep. Simon Peter was a hard worker. He was working hard as a fisherman to provide for his family. Every day he was struggling to get fish to make a living for him and his family. And Simon Peter kind of like, you know, you picture him like Jesus is preaching, and picture Simon Peter just washing his debts. He hears our Lord. He's kind of like listening, but not really paying attention. He's kind of like half-hearted, like with Christ, and he knows he's there, and he's doing a good thing, and he's following Christ, but not fully. And our Lord knows that. And our Lord knows that we are kind of in the same shoes as of St. Peter here. We're coming to follow Christ. We're half-hearted about it. We love God. All of us love him. But we're not like, we have maybe a shallow relationship with him. And God is not satisfied with that. He says, no, I want to take you deeper. I want to be closer to you. I want you to be closer to me. And we are kind of like St. Peter, like we're busy doing our work. We're busy with our life. We're busy taking care of our families. We're busy washing our nets. We're busy doing so many things. And we love God, and we have a relationship with him, and we come early to church to be with him as today, but there's still something more deep that he's reaching for us. He wants us to go more deeper with him. He's not satisfied. God is not satisfied with 50% of our heart. He wants a deeper life with him. He wants us to have that. So he's focused on St. Peter here. His mission that day was St. Peter. He got into the boat of St. Peter. He wasn't just by chance like, let me just get into any boat. Let me just pick this one, and it happens to be St. Peter's boat. No, he had a plan for him. And he has a plan for us. Like, he's reaching each one of us individually to pull us nearer to him. So the boat is moved, is launched. He goes deeper into the water, and he's trying to bring St. Peter along and teach him something along the way, and teach us also. Now, when he asked St. Peter to go deeper, St. Peter's like, look, Jesus, I've tried this before. It didn't work. I've tried this before many times. I tried to go out there. There's no fish. There's nothing. And when I was like reading that, something clicked in my mind. I've said that before. God, I know you want me to be closer to you. I know you want me to serve you. I know you want me to spend more time with you. But I tried reading the Bible. It didn't work. The Bible doesn't work. It didn't work for me. I prayed and it didn't work. Just like St. Peter was saying here, he said, I tried and I toiled, and basically St. Peter's saying it didn't work. And sometimes we start having this spirit of like, you know, I know I'm supposed to have a deeper life with God. I know I'm supposed to spend more time with him. I know I'm supposed to serve him. I know I'm supposed to have this, this, and this with him. But, you know, I tried, and it's not for me. I'm satisfied being by the shore with him. But he's not. God is not satisfied with us staying by the shore. He wants us to be closer to him and deeper with him. So I know all of us have said the same thing as St. Peter. I've toiled, I've tried, and it didn't work. But the great thing about St. Peter said, I'll try again. I'll try again. You know, the deeper water, the deeper water is very scary. The deeper water is a place where you can't reach the bottom. The deeper water is, like in our life, it's a place where we have no control, where we have to rely on God 100%. By the shallow area of our life, we are in control. I can stand in the water, put my feet in the ground inside the water. I can do whatever I want. I can take care of my family. I can wash my nets. I can fish. I can do whatever I want. I'm at the shallow. I'm in control. It's easier, of course. But to move away to a deeper place where you're not in control, and it's very scary, and there's fears. Like, a lot of people come up to me and say, Abuna, I have fear to follow God all the way. I have fear to dedicate my life to God. I have fear that I might have to lose something in my life. A lot of us have fears that if I go deeper with God, I'm going to lose something. It's true that in the deeper life with God, it's fearful, but also there's more to gain. Can you catch a lot of big fish by the shore? Of course not. You have to go deeper and you get the big fish. When you go deeper life with God, that's where all the blessings, the amazing life with God, the reliance on God and the trust in God, the faith, actually, we talk about faith all our life in the church. That's where we can start to experience faith in God. That's where we can start to receive from Him, is in the deeper life with Him. And a lot of us have a fear, and let's admit this to ourselves, that I'm okay with being here on the shoreline with God. I pray every day. I go to church on Sunday. I love people. I'm okay with people. And I'm okay with this is my life. God says, no, I don't want that for you. I want something more for you. And we're too fearful to go out into that deep area, because we might lose something. We might have to change something in our life. We might have to change the way we live. We might have to change the way we behave. We might have to change something. And we're too scared to go into this deeper water. But our Lord wants to take us from the shoreline to a deeper life with Him. The great thing here is, out in the deep, when you start to go deeper with God and you start to have that deeper relationship with Him, you'll start to change your life. And the Saint Peter here is, when he was out in the deep with God, he started to change. He started to repent. He had a total turnaround in his life. But let's think about what's the next step. First of all, we said in the beginning, God is not here in the church today to focus on just a mass of people. He's here to focus on you individually. He has something He wants to do to reach you. God is so wise and so amazing that when He's here today, He's trying to reach you individually. When He's here and we're in the church today, He's got something He wants to say to you. He wants to take you from where you are to where He is and what His plan is. So when Saint Peter was in the deep, of course God is happy to have a deeper life, that Saint Peter is starting to change his life. God is, like he's, but that's not it. That's not the end. He wanted a deeper life for Saint Peter, a deeper relationship with Him. But then what did our Lord start to do? He started to show Saint Peter and take him from thinking about his needs to whose needs? To God's needs. He started taking him from thinking about the fish to fishing for men. He started taking Saint Peter from the physical food to the spiritual food. He's changing now Saint Peter's like mind and heart to help him to see things differently. When God is trying to reach you, His goal is not just to say, have a deeper relationship with me, end of story. He wants you to have a deeper life with Him and to trust Him and to be away from your comfort for a goal, for a plan. And here he's starting to help Saint Peter see that it's not just about, you know, food. It's about spiritual food. It's not just about, like, Saint Peter, what clothes are you going to wear today? How are you going to clothe your children? It's about how to clothe them with righteousness and humility and love. Saint Peter, it's not just about your how to put your kids through school and how to take care of their how to pay the college bill. Oh, the expense for the university is too much. It's about not just the college bill, but about the college children and their spiritual life. Like he's taking Saint Peter here, a focus from the physical things to the spiritual things. He's transforming him deep in the water there to think about something different. Not just about money and treasure on earth, but treasure in heaven. You know, our Lord's goal here today was to take Saint Peter, focus on him individually, take him to a deeper life, and to take him from thinking about physical things to spiritual things, from focusing on himself to others. And I promise you today, that's the same goal our Lord has for us. He's talking to you specifically. He's after you specifically. He wants a deeper life with you individually. And he has a plan for you to take you from thinking always about, okay, I have to pay these bills and I have to take care of this task today. And sometimes we have a list in our new phones now, these new phones that have everything in them, and it has list, boom, boom, boom. I have to take all these things. And every day we're talking about the physical things and my needs and my needs and my needs. But God is taking us from there today to His needs and His plan. At the beginning of the story, St. Peter wasn't even paying attention to Christ. He was on the shore washing his nets. He was half listening, half-hearted. By the end of the story, he's fishing for men. By the end of the story, it says here, he was forsaking all, to follow Christ and to serve Him. Wow. That's what He's trying to do with us. He's trying to get us from half-hearted, halfway, focusing on my daily life. Every one of us is struggling. Like the thing I get to see every time I come for holiday is that all of you are struggling and are working very hard. God bless you. You're working very hard in your life. And you have to pay the mortgage. And you have to pay the car bill. And you have to take care of your children. And you have to take care of all the needs. And I commend you for that. And I'm praying for you. But God is saying today, I want you to take care of those things, but I want to take you somewhere else. I want to take you somewhere else today. I want to take you from the halfway relationship with me to a full, deeper relationship with me. I want to take you from thinking about all those needs that you have to take care of to thinking about the needs that I have. I have a different plan. I have a different need. And here's what it is. There are these people around me. God is trying to take us from ourselves to other people. It's an amazing story today. It's an encouraging story today. You know, I've been fishing a few times, and I can tell you that the greatest feeling when you go fishing is to catch a fish. And I'm sure all of you understand what I'm saying. But the worst thing we can do is we get into the boat, we have all the fishing supplies, and we just lay down and sit there and do nothing. That's the worst thing. I mean, maybe some of you enjoy that, but that's but the best thing is like when you actually catch a fish. The Lord wants us to actually throw out that net. He wants us to get us to a point where we're throwing out that net for people. That we're reaching out to help someone. They're reaching out to talk to someone. Reaching out to save someone. If we don't put that fishing pole in the water, guess what? We'll never catch any fish. And that's what the Lord is trying to say today. If you never, ever get to the point where you're reaching out to save someone, you'll never help anybody. The rest of our life could be just about us. The rest of our life could be like St. Peter in the beginning of the story, halfway, half-hearted. God doesn't like that. He doesn't want that. He wants us all the way. He wants us all the way. When he got into that boat today, it wasn't for preaching to the multitudes. That wasn't the biggest reason. It was to save St. Peter, to take him from his halfway relationship with him to a deep relationship with him, to serving him, to the point where St. Peter said, I'm forsaking all to follow you and to serve you. If you want to know the mission of God today in this church, is to take you from where St. Peter was in the beginning to where St. Peter was at the end of this gospel. Today in the liturgy, open up your hearts and let God take you to a deeper life with Him. And let God take you to the point where you're ready to forsake all to serve Him. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds fearful to go into that deep water with Him. And a lot of us don't want to go there. And a lot of us are satisfied or where we are. But I pray today that all of us can open our hearts and let God speak to you individually in this liturgy today. He's on the altar today, and His attention is on you individually. And His mission for you is to take you from the shallow waters to a deep, deep life, to a life of service, a life of others, not of ourselves. Let's pray for that today in the liturgy, and I'm sure God has great plans for each one of you. Pray for me as I pray for you, and glory be to God forever. Amen.